Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father, through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for today from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning at verse 7. What soldier ever serves at his own expense? Who plants a vineyard and does not eat some of its fruit? Or who takes care of a flock and does not drink from the flock? Am I saying this just from a human point of view? Doesn't the law also say this? Yes, it is written in the law of Moses, you shall not muzzle an ox while it is treading out grain. Is God really concerned about oxen, or does he say this entirely for our sake? Yes, it was written for our sake, because the plowman ought to plow in hope, and the thresher ought to thresh in hope of getting a share. If we sowed spiritual seed for your good, is it too much if we reap material blessings for you? If others have some right to make this claim on you, don't we even more? But we did not use this right. Instead, we endure everything so as not to cause any hindrance for the gospel of Christ. In fact, although I am free from all, I enslaved myself to all so that I might gain many more. To the Jews, I became like a Jew that I might gain Jews. To those who are under the law, I became like a person under the law, although I myself am not under the law, so that I might gain those who are under the law. To those who are without the law, I became like a person without the law, although I am not without God's law, but am within the law of Christ, so that I might gain those who are without the law. To the weak, I became weak, so that I might gain the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that I may save at least some. And I do everything for the sake of the gospel, that I might share in it along with others. This is the word of the Lord. I invite you to bow your heads and pray with me. Direct us now, gracious Lord, to hear aright your holy word. Assist your minister to preach, and let the Holy Spirit teach, and let eternal life be found by all who hear the gospel sound. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, have you noticed that this election season is about rights? Doesn't matter which side of the aisle you're on, you're defending rights. My rights need to be defended. This morning, as we look at God's word for today, we're going to be talking about rights. But the Apostle Paul is going to give us a third option. It isn't just about defending your rights. It is about living in a freedom from your rights. That is the big concept that the Apostle Paul is talking about this morning. And this is the encouragement for you as Christians to live free from your rights. The Apostle Paul spent a year and a half among the Corinthians. And he tells them in this letter that during that time, he didn't get a salary from them. He shared the gospel with them. He had Bible studies. He gave communion to them. But he did not take a salary. Then after he left, then other super apostles, that's what Paul calls them, like they're like the studs. These guys come in and they're eloquent, they're dynamic, they're charismatic, and they ask money from the Corinthians, and they actually use it as a point against Paul. He said, you know, Paul didn't say that you guys needed to pay him. You got what you paid for, right? You know that? So the Apostle Paul, he's writing back to the Corinthians, and he's explaining why he did what he did. You see, the Corinthians didn't have a budget meeting and say, the Apostle Paul, do you really need to take a salary? And the Apostle Paul says, well, maybe not. No, the Apostle Paul, out of his own choice, said, you don't have to pay me. Why did the Apostle Paul do that? It was his choice. Why did he do that? He had the right, as he's going to illustrate today, to do that. He explains how soldiers, they serve their country, they're selfless in that, but they expect to get paid. Farmers and vineyard keepers and anyone who is working in agriculture, they know they're providing food for the community, but they also expect to get something from that. There's that hope that the Apostle Paul said. You provide something and you get it back. Now that's, as the Apostle Paul says, that's from a worldly point of view. You don't even have to bring God into it. That's just the way the world operates. You provide a service, people will compensate you for that. Then he says, it's actually in the Old Testament. Don't muzzle the ox when it's treading out the grain. When the oxen is in there treading out the grain, squishing it out and breaking it all up, well, it's going to get hungry. It's going to eat some of that. And the Lord says in the Old Testament, don't muzzle the ox. Let the oxen eat. What is the greater concept that the Apostle Paul is talking about? Even though he had every right to receive compensation from the congregation, he didn't want, can't get the right word there. Coffee hasn't activated yet. So he could say, you should pay me because I'm sharing you with the gospel, but I'm not going to demand that right, because his identity was not in his rights. As he says, although I am free from all. Now, as you're looking at that, it seems like I'm free from all people, but he, in the Greek, it's free from everything. His identity is not in whether people treat him with respect, whether he gets money, whether he gets this or that, or whether these things are done or those things are done. His identity is found somewhere else. He is free from all of that. His identity is found in Jesus Christ and what Jesus has done for him. That Jesus gave his life for the Apostle Paul. Jesus kept the law of God in the Old Testament perfectly for the Apostle Paul. Jesus loved the Apostle Paul so much that he suffered and died for the Apostle Paul. And because of Jesus, the Apostle Paul knows that God loves him, that he has a place in heaven. He is free from anything, any other attachments. He even looks at the rights that he has as an apostle, or the rights that he has as a Christian, as sometimes a barrier, as something that is dragging him down, that something that is enslaving him, because he wants to preach the gospel. And so the Apostle Paul made the call when he was with the Corinthians for that year and a half. I'm going to preach the gospel, and I have a hope. Like farmers have a hope when they plant the seed that they're going to produce a crop, I have a hope that that gospel will move these Corinthians to take care of me. As he says at the very end, and I do everything for the sake of the gospel that I might share in it along with others. Sometimes rights can be a burden, especially when it comes to the ministry of the gospel. So his identity wasn't found in his rights. His identity was found in Christ and the gospel and preaching the gospel. That's what was important. That's who he was. And that's why he says, you know, to those who are like the Jews, I became like the Jews. Like, if he was amongst the Jews, he would not eat bacon in front of them. He would probably wear the right clothes around them. He wouldn't cause any offense because he wants the gospel of Jesus Christ to get through. And it's not that the Jews are telling the Apostle Paul, you have to eat this or you have to eat that. Paul willingly says, I know I have a right. I don't have to eat this food. I don't have to conduct myself in a certain way, but I will because I want you to hear the gospel. And he does the same thing for the Gentiles. Those who don't have that Old Testament ceremonial law. So there he's eating bacon freely. He's having cheeseburgers if they had cheeseburgers. He's mixing the milk with the meat. And he's doing that for the sake of the gospel. However, he doesn't sin when he's with the Gentiles. So let's say the Gentiles were saying this is a meat sacrifice to the god Zeus. He would eat that meat freely. But if they were to say, well, this meat is special because Zeus blessed it, as if Zeus is real, the Apostle Paul would say, nope, I'm following the law of Christ, which is love God first, love my neighbor second. I'm not going to eat that meat. It's always about the gospel. Everything Paul did was a strategy. His identity was not found in the traditions and rites and customs, which he had every right to have, but his identity is found in Christ and what Jesus has done. And this is really where the rubber hits the road, if you want to dig deeper with me. If you were to ask the Apostle Paul and say, well, which one did you like more? Did you like it when you could eat bacon and cheeseburgers with the Gentiles? Or did you like it when you were not eating bacon and always washing your hands and all of that? Which one was better? And the Apostle Paul would say, I am free from both. That's not who I am. It's all about Jesus and the gospel. That's who I am. Now let's apply that to life here at Morrison. Or I've got some Emmanuel members here, so life at Emmanuel too. When I first got here 7 years ago at Emmanuel, we had confirmation, the big confirmation day. Guess which day we had it? It was on Palm Sunday. And guess what happened when we had confirmation on Palm Sunday? We had families who were like, well, Morrison has theirs on Palm Sunday. Emmanuel has theirs on Palm Sunday. What are we going to do? Well, as a congregation, we said, our identity is not found on when we have confirmation. So we moved our confirmation day. Our identity is not found. God has given us, everything is given to us. We are free to come up with our rights and our customs and our traditions. We can do those things. That's fine. But let's not be enslaved by them. The moment we start making the traditions and the rites and the customs that we do as a congregation, and we start saying we have to do it this way, is the moment that we have lost sight of who we are. Our identity is no longer found in Jesus Christ and what he has done, but now our identity is found in the rites and traditions. And you know which commandment we're breaking when we're doing that? First one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and with all your mind. And you could really think of the second one too, the greatest, as Jesus identifies it, loving your neighbor as yourself. Now it's all about me. We both of our congregations are using different translations. EHV is at Emmanuel, NIV 11 is here at Morrison. Well, which one should we use? The moment we start saying, all right, we have to do it one way, is the moment we've lost sight of the gospel. The moment that we've made something else our God. What translation we use is a strategy. When we have Confirmation Day is a strategy. What we do for Christmas is a strategy. At Emmanuel this last Christmas, the Sunday school teacher said, Pastor, I don't think those kids are going to be able to recite Luke 2. And as a pastor, I would want my kids in Sunday school to recite Luke 2. But can we do something different? So we did something different. The kids put on a play. They had the parts, and all of the content of Luke 2 was there. But there weren't kids up there saying, in those days, Caesar Augustus. Now, was that a valid and certain Christmas Eve program? Was the gospel there? Yeah. Are we going to say, oh, we're Emmanuel, and we do the Christmas program differently than everybody else? That's a problem. Because then you're looking for your identity in the strategy in which you're doing. The Apostle Paul says his identity, he is free from all. His identity is found in Jesus Christ and what he has done. Your identity is found in Jesus and what he has done. How he loved you so much that he wants you to be in heaven with him, so he's going to do everything, so that you can be there. So he kept the law of God on your behalf. He died on the cross for all of your sins. He opened heaven for you. It is there. It is yours. He rose from the dead to show you that your death is only going to be a temporary passing from this life to the next. And he ascends into heaven and is ruling over all things for your good. This he does because he loves you. That's who you are to him. That's your identity as a loved, bought child of God. Everything else we do is just a strategy so that that message might go out to other people. This election season, this strategy of the Apostle Paul, this statement, this big concept that your identity is found in Jesus Christ, everything else you do as a church is a strategy, is not something that's going to work in our politics of the day. Because they're in a different field. They're in a different kingdom. But in this kingdom, the kingdom of God, we look at our rights as not as something that are things that we must be defended at all costs. We don't look at our rights and look and say, because I have these rights, that's my identity, and I must defend those rights because that's who I am, a person who has those rights. That's not who we are. We are blood-bought Christians, children of God, heirs of heaven, with a wonderful message and freedom. Freedom to come up with our customs and our traditions, but we're not bound by them. They're not our identity. They're our strategy. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which is beyond all human understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.